Bugger, starring Ty Phillips. And Sam and Jack Rose. Created by Chester Scuffin.
We finally caught him.
We
were patrolling around in the car, and then out in the street, walking down as plain as day, towards Victoria's jewelry shop. It was Populous Courtney, the famous jewel thief.
What, Populous Courtney? Why, he's one of those big-time thieves. Well, we sure those city slickers that we don't stand for none of their rap.
The boys, bring him in. Bring him in, boys.
You Populous Courtney?
My name is Populous Courtney, and this is my associate, Dogs. Liz. Yes, Dogs.
Victoria's jewelry shop.
Of course I was. Dax wasn't I, Dax wasn't I. Certainly, sir.
That's right.
Look here, we don't want no big-time city slickers robbing our stores. Since you didn't take nothing, we're not going to lynch you. We just going to tell you, get out of town, boy, by ourselves down. This town ain't big enough for two of us.
Well, old boy, but I don't know if I can.
Hey, Luke, get my sugar.
Dad,
we'll see if that buckshot is sticking you, boy.
Dad, should I go or not? Dad, should I go or not? That's a fool.
Certainly, go. New York has better pickings than this hick town.
You fool, you dumb autofill.
Who do you think you are, Dax, telling me what to do? I'll go.
Yeah, there's some vile language in here. Are you leaving the town, boy?
Yes. Don't. Should I leave town?
Yes, leave the town, sir.
Yeah, well, you don't tell me what to do, Dogs. Okay, I'm leaving the town.
And as insurance that you leave, we keep your friend Dags here to
the house. Shut up, Dags. Go's coming with me.
Either you go or Dags stay.
Would you take a little money?
You trying to bribe an officer of the law?
How much, boy?
£10,000.
£10,000 at what?
Shut up, boy. Would you take a little bribe?
Look, all you gotta do is leave town.
I didn't ask you. Shut up. Would you take a little bribe?
Why? I take a big bribe. I'm going. I'm fed up with both of you. I can't give you bribes or anything. So I'll leave you $1 at the door. Come on, Dax. Come on, furry hand. Let's go.
Leave you.
And in New York.
That music is so good.
But you know, if we go in this orphan home,
but I know
get out in the street, they won't even let me smoke my cigarettes,
I know, they say this in reform school, man.
Ooh, I sure wish I was back out in the street where I could spit and curse.
Yeah, I got a question. You my brother, right?
Why, sure does.
I never did find why they call you humble.
Well, I never knew why they call you Moby.
Well, I know why they call Smith.
Why that?
I don't know.
Sir, I'd like to adopt two boys.
What did you say? You'd like to adopt two boys? Who?
I said, sir, I'd like to adopt two boys.
What do you give?
What did you say, sir? Your language is absolutely terrible.
I said we sell our boys.
I'd like to adopt two boys.
Dr. Jones! The two Smith brothers are at it again! Oh, they really, really causing trouble! Breaking dishes, spitting at people. Oh, and I think they've got knives from somewhere. Those plastic...
Hey, not these Smith brothers!
Those plastic knives together! I don't know how they...
Call the security guards!
No, wait a minute, please. I'd like to adopt these two boys.
What? Great chorus, thank you. Yes, I'd like to adopt these two boys. I really would.
Why would you like to? This is this herbal juice, the liquids we have here. Why would you like to? What? There they are now.
Is that them? Is that them?
Yes, yes. Here they are.
It's
Dr. Jones,
how are you
doing? Hey, stop this right now.
Wait a minute. I'm planning to adopt you two boys.
Why?
Are you planning to give me trouble?
No one's ever doctors no more.
Are you planning to give me trouble?
Why, we just two mothers.
Shut up.
Now
listen. I'm stronger than you think. Don't anyone fool around with me. Now is everybody going to be orderly and quiet? Or am I going to have to karate chop you to death? Now listen.
We sure enough like to be adopted, man.
Thanks, come in there and settle these people down. I despise them. And then bring them home in the limousine.
Very well, sir.
They don't deserve it. But of course, Hawks never deserve limousines.
Yes, sir.
Let me take these kids.
Listen to me.
Will I have to take your part? Now you stop this insane behavior. Sit down, is this it?
What were your name?
Get into the limousine.
The limousine or limousine?
Right there. That's the master commands.
But Mr. Daggs, why were you adopted?
Don't talk back to me.
What, man?
Now, wait a minute. Shut up, everybody. I've heard that there's some trouble going around here. Mr. Courtney phoned me. Now you're supposed to go with this gentleman. Are you Mr. Dougs? Daggs.
Daggs.
You're supposed to go. Now shut up. You're supposed to go with Mr. Daggs into his limousine. Now go along quietly because I have a silencer on this gun and we don't want to wake the neighbors. Come on, get the hell into that car.
Police brutality. We see you.
Pat Phillips, Sam Rosen, and Jack Rosen will be back, E-M-U-G-G-E-R, that spells Mugger Boy, in just a moment. Stay tuned, why don't you?
You two boys, now shut up or else I'll give you both karate chops. You two boys, shut up. Melby and Tumble Smith. I believe your two names are that.
Sure enough,
you're known as muggers.
Why, sure enough, and you Well, go ahead, what do you want to tell us, man?
Why, look at
you. All right, you better listen, man. Stop that. Stop, boy.
I just read the comments.
I'm having my brothers.
You two are perfect mother. Mothers.
So you're getting fresh with me.
You
are dirty mother.
You two, I'll say again, are mothers. Dags, they are mothers.
What?
They are mothers. They are mothers. Thank you. Please listen. Please pay attention, dogs. I'd like to please be quiet because this is your kind of field. I adopted you to pull my robberies for me. I'm going to rob a jewelry stall tonight. Dags will be around to see you don't do anything terrible. Dags will be around tonight. He'll be watching every move. If you... shut up! If you're good mothers, then I shall employ you in my firm.
And will you all be all we do all this?
Sitting back. If you get arrested, I don't take any of the blame.
What anything?
Unless you talk, and then Dags, with his black limousine and silencer. Do the imitation of the silencer, Dags. Dags with a silencer. We'll shoot you dead if you try to talk. So you see, you really don't have any choice.
Take it away, Dags.
Yes, sir.
Why, you let go my lapels.
Why, you ain't got no lapels.
So this, now you come with me. You will come and do the job right, or this will be your last. Why, come with me.
That night at the jewelry store.
Here are the cutting tools. Go to work on the window. And when you get in, help yourself to as much value as you can say.
The highest ever guy was moving just so.
Well, now you're in the big time. Go to work.
Why, we professional thieves, that means.
Why, sure enough, it takes a crook.
I see that, GB.
Why, that's sure enough five. Slam is five, man.
Stop this. Get to work there.
Slam
is five. Can I now here, cut the video.
Your mother wears snowshoes.
The jewels, the jewels, you idiot. The jewels. Here.
Oh, jewels, right, man.
Well, how
many
bad things with jewels?
Hey, you know,
we can't go in
a store. You can't go in a jewelry store
right
next to West End Bar, boy.
You can go to the bar after you finish this job, but...
Well, I've never taken a drink in all my life.
Then you hurry up and do this job, or else I will call my master, and you know what he would do.
Cut that glass off.
All right, now we start.
Could at last.
You mean keep quiet, boy? Hey, you want a force pass?
Why, no.
Everything all right.
Oh, hi.
Yes, master, everything is going well.
Even the master. Yes.
Even the cop, what? Very suspicious, Dad.
Why, he dressed as a cop.
Who dressed as a cop?
Say the cops were all in on the tape. We've got nothing to fear from them.
Why, what are you talking about, man?
You boys, shut up. Yes, I am the buzz. That's
suspicious.
And yet, it's rather my jewelry store.
You do. Kill him now. He knows too much. Kill him.
But wait, man, we can talk our way out of this. Now look here, Matt Fuzz. You know me, your humble Smith, don't you?
I sure do.
Moby humble Smith. We used to run your beat before you.
Wait.
But you see, it's all your story.
Shut up.
Our grandmother, she's sick, so we.
We had to get a quarrel.
Yeah, we have to get out. You see, our grandmother, she left for jewelry in the store. See, we will go again. By showing up, we will go again. Well, yeah.
I'm going to have to take Mr. Dags down to the police station. There's been a robbery of drugs, and Mr. Dags is the prime suspect. Right. I'm also going to have to take you.
Now, you can't trust us. You got nothing on you.
You kill him, Dags. You kill him.
That was the most silent girl I ever did see, Dags. How you ever do it?
It's a new model. And I should kill you just as easily if you don't create your job now.
That girl is a lot more sign than my knife. You think you can give me one of those?
Do your knife.
I might be able to, depending on how well you do this job.
Oh, I would lick.
Now get to work.
Do you know we need to cut the glass? Why?
We just reached over the doors to wake up the whole neighborhood.
The owner, he forget to lock the door.
Why, that girl.
Why, let go in.
All right, let's go now.
Wow, we go get some jewels.
Here are two bags. Help yourself to everything you can find. Get jewels, everything, get everything.
Wow, I forced to find it. She'll go be proud of us, ain't he, man?
I congratulate you, boys. I congratulate you, Dogs, for doing just a superb job of robbing.
Wow, thank you. Does this mean we'll be in all your cases?
That's right, and I have adopted you. You will join my firm, and I will employ you.
Well, there was one thing we didn't tell you. Dags, he had to go shoot a cop.
Dags, it's all right. When they catch up to you, I'll be sure to hand you into the police. I thank you.
Good job,
Lord. I thank you, Humble and Moby Smith, for robbing a jewelry store. Well, and I thank you, dear Dags, because without you, dear Dags, we couldn't have done it at all. Yes. Thank you, boys. I now shall retire and eat my jelly soup.
Well, have fun.
Good seeing you.
M-U-G-G-E-R. That smells mugger. Starring Ty Phillips, Sam and Jack Wilson. With Alan Saley as Jags. Tobias Gray as the orphan's home leader. John Huston as the police officer. Written by Basil Fletcher. Produced by Chet Scuffin. Directed by Alan Saley. Copyright 1970 by ACV Enterprises. M-U-G-G-E-R, that's spelled Smuggle Boy. Is an ACD production in association with Dry Gulch.